السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Open memorandum to the leaders and delegations of KL Summit 2019. All praises be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and may his blessings be upon the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We sent you these words of truth to your rhetorical summit with the hope that some of you in particular and the Muslim Ummah in general will realize that this summit will not amount to anything, for you are just repeating and continuing yet another failure after many failed summits that you have and the men before you have had in the past. We hope that these words of truth, we have proof before the Lord of the worlds in the hereafter that we have conveyed you this message. It is our intention to remind you, despite the realization that you will not listen, that you must take the real solution from Islam in order to save this ummah, so that the gathering of Kuala Lumpur will not waste sincere intentions, if any, nor exhaust your energies with false and empty solutions. The real solution will save this ummah once and for all, without any need for another rhetorical summit ever. We know very well that your gathering in Kuala Lumpur merely serves to beautify your image in the eyes of the ummah. What you may not realize is that your image has long been tarnished and can never be fixed unless you obey what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do. You have long closed your eyes and turned your backs to the ummah. You have stabbed the ummah and now you are pretending to be its savior. It is indeed saddening that the ummah has suffered tremendously and you undeniably know that you are the root cause of its suffering. You also know that this summit and thousand other summits that you and your predecessors have organized and attended will never solve the ummah's problems. Ever since the destruction of Caliphate Khilafah in Istanbul in 1924, the ummah has been living in misery and misfortune. The shield and the guardian that has taken care and guarded her for more than 1300 years has disappeared. Yet, until today, you, as Muslim rulers, have never carried out your obligation to re-establish the Khilafah and re-implement the Islamic laws. Instead, you continue to implement the Western secular system that you inherit from your colonial masters, who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the enemies of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You serve your colonial masters more than you serve your Lord. You have treated your enemies as your friends and you bow down to them, but you treat the ummah, whom you are supposed to care for, as your enemy. This is the cause of the ummah's problems. It is you who is the cause of the problems of the ummah. After the crimes that you have perpetrated, you are now gathering to talk about solving the ummah's problems and you think the ummah is ignorant to your misdeeds. We wish to let you know that you have never represented the ummah, and the ummah has never and will never regard you as their representative. How could you even talk about their problems when you are not representing even a single individual of the ummah? You are just representing yourselves, your interests, and your colonial masters. For decades, you conspire with the enemies against the ummah. You extend your hands and even go hand in hand with the enemies every time they attack and hurt the ummah. The ummah cries for you to leave the enemies and to come to her rescue. And the stronger it cries, the closer you run to the enemies. The ummah cries for you to unite it and unite the lands. But the stronger it cries, the stronger you break it apart. The ummah cries for you to implement Islam. But the stronger it cries, the stronger you grip yourselves to the secular. And worse, the stronger you become hostile to it. You are not listening to the ummah who wishes you goodness. Instead, you are listening to your whims and the colonial masters who only wish for your destruction and the destruction of the ummah. If there is still an inkling of sincerity and courage in your hearts and you want to listen, this is a brief depiction of the true solution for you to contemplate in solving the problems of the Islamic world and the ummah. One, you must surrender yourselves to Islam completely instead of surrendering to the Kuffar West. Break yourselves free from your Western colonial masters and submit yourselves totally and purely to your Creator, His laws and systems. Two, uproot the secular democratic system in your lands and in all the Muslim lands. The Western-made system is a kufr system that is unequivocally forbidden, haram, for us to take, implement, and spread. As a matter of fact, it is the secular democratic system that causes disunity and calamity of the ummah. Three, With regards to the occupied Muslim lands, there is no other solution except that you are obligated to liberate them. And the only way to liberate them is to dispatch the Muslim armies for that purpose. The same goes for all Muslims who are subjected to oppression and persecution by the kuffar regimes in any parts of the world. Your obligation is to declare jihad to those regimes should they fail to return the rights of our brothers and sisters in their territories. 4. All Muslim lands must be reunited under one leadership and under one state, under the caliphate, khilafah, in place of the nation states that separate us since the destruction of the khilafah. The system and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be re-implemented in totally replacing the man-made systems and laws forced upon the ummah all this while. Without resorting to the above solutions, your summit will just be another empty and meaningless summit. Just like thousands of summits you and people like you have held previously. Without these real solutions that the ummah desperately need, solutions that would please your Lord, you will again betray the ummah with such a summit. And do not ever think that the ummah will be silent over your betrayals. Please take heed that for the longest time, you have actually lost your honor and dignity in the eyes of the ummah, and that your image worsens day by day despite the efforts to beautify it by organizing meetings that purport to solve the problems of the ummah, such as the summit. Do you not see that the ummah detests and denounces you day by day, and that the ummah is rising against you and rejecting you one after another? Do you not see that? The ummah is moving and will never stop until they are able to remove you and reach the real solution. And we would like to reiterate to you again and again, despite our confidence that you will never listen, that the root cause of the problems in the Islamic world is you and the kufr Western secular system that you forcibly implement upon the ummah. Therefore, the real solution to the ummah's problem is for you to return to Islam completely by re-establishing the Islamic state of Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood, and re-implement his system and his laws in their entirety without any exception. Hizb ut-Tahrir, Malaysia.